Eric a week, that the Olim should look it over. So every week, just look at that Perek, and we're starting this week Perek Aleph Yeshua. Right? We're going to do, like I told you, 2 days a week Novi, 2 days a week we're going to do Inyanim, other Inyanim. So we're going to spend about 2 days a week on the Perek. We'll go through one or two or three points, depending on the Perek. But if over Shabbos, literally, you could do it in 15 minutes. It should not take more than 15 minutes. I used to do also Nevi'im Achroinim. There were years in Yeshiva where I gave shir on Yeshaya and Yirmiyah. That's something else. That's an avoida. But Yeshua and Shoftim, Shmuel and Melachim, which is what we do now, right? Other than the Megillus before the Yomim Tovim, that's very easy. Most of you probably have it swimming around in your head a little bit anyway. So I'm recommending. I'm talking to you like Beis Medrash, but I'm recommending that every week you should learn one parak of Navi. It's like I said, it should not take you more than 15 minutes. You can take a Navi. Those of you that want a Targum, you could use a Targum for it. You could use an art scroll or any translator. It should not take more than 15 minutes. Before I think about a Masifta Baruch could do in 15 minutes. And it makes a whole different vart. If you went through the Navi before, you'll appreciate, as we learn it, you'll appreciate it much more than just hearing me, you know, discuss the specific psukim that we're going to be learning. So today we'll talk really today more about Sefer Yeshua, the chashivas of Sefer Yeshua, and the fact that the way the Sefer starts, the Sefer Yeshua starts, it's very interesting. It starts with a looking back. It's unique in that way, right? It starts looking back. So the first words in Sefer Yeshua, "Vayhi acharei Mois Moshe Eved Hashem." That's how the Sefer begins. Going back to Moshe Rabbeinu's death from the end of Sefer Dvarim that we just did on Simchas Torah. So the Sefer Yeshua begins reflecting back to Moshe Rabbeinu's death. Rashi makes a point of saying, "Vayhi acharei Mois Moshe," says Rashi, "Mechuber al Seder HaTorah HaMisayemes Peptiris Moshe." It's connected to the end of the Torah, which ends with the Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what this is referring to. V'zem mechubur la. And Hashem tells Yeshua ben Nun, V'yayma Hashem al Yeshua ben Nun Mesharas Moshe. Hashem tells Yeshua ben Nun, the Mesharas of Moshe. He tells him, Moshe avdi meis. V'ato kum avor sagag. Moshe, my servant died, and now you cross the Yarden and cross the Jordan River to bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So the obvious question is, why does Sefer Yeshua begin, like Rashi points out, reflecting backwards? What's the point of that? And the statement that Hashem makes to Yeshua ben Nun is obvious. Yeshua knew that. He knew Moshe Rabbeinu died. Why is Hashem telling Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe avdi meis, like he's telling him a chiddush? You should know Moshe died. Yeshua ben Nun knew that. He was his Talmud, he never left him. He knew that. So what's the point? Obviously there's a point being conveyed. Now I'll tell you another very, very difficult Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dorim, strange Gemara. We'll try today to get a little understanding in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the Nevi'im. It sounds like from the Gemara that the Nevi'im was given to us as a punishment. That's what it sounds like. The Gemara says the following. If the Jews would have not done the Averis, they wouldn't have sinned. We would have only gotten Chamisha Chum Shetara and Yeshua, Sefer Yeshua. So before we get to Sefer Yeshua, How do we understand that Gemara? Mole Chatu, if we wouldn't have sinned, we would have only gotten Chamisha Chum Sheitar and Yeshua. We wouldn't have gotten the rest of the Nevi'im. Chaf Kimul Svarim, we wouldn't have gotten. So that means the Nevi'im is actually a punishment? We have to thank Chayiso for doing Averis. Otherwise, we wouldn't have gotten the Sefer Nevi'im. How do you read the Gemara? It's a Pella digging Gemara. You hear the Kasha? It's a Pella. So we did an Avera, and because we did Averis, we got the Nevi'im. Imagine I tell you, you know why we zeichet to Rav Moshe Feinstein? That's how. Because we did Averis. You're crazy. We zeichet to the Nevi'im because we did Averis. So there's a beautiful, beautiful pshat from the Ozra Verov, Zechat Tzadik Levrocha, Rav Epstein, Zechat Tzadik Levrocha, in the Sefer Ber Moshe, on the Nevi'im. He says the following. He says that the Gemara says in Tainus, in several places, it's found in the Midrashim Chazal, Lekha Midi, there isn't anything, the Ksuvi B'Nevi'im U'B'Ksuvim, that's written in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, the Loi Remizi B'Raisa, that's not already hidden in the Torah. You understand? There isn't anything that's written in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim that's not already hidden in the Torah. Right? What does that mean? That means that all the Yesodis, all the fundamentals that we learn from the Nevi'im, if somebody was really a Chacham, they'd be able to see it in the Chumash. They'd be able to see it already in the Chumash. It's mirumas, it's hinted already in the Chumash. Right? Like you all understand, if Rav Moshe Feinstein opens up a Gemara above a Basra, right? He sees in that Gemara something you didn't see, because it's Rav Moshe Feinstein. He's opening the same page. He's opening the same page you're opening. What's Rav Moshe Feinstein? Rav Moshe Feinstein sees a different story. If I gave you an X-ray of the brain, right? So what would you see? Or even an MRI, right? So what would you see? You'd see. You would see. You'd be able to show me what you see. But if a neurosurgeon looks at an MRI of the brain, or an X-ray of the brain, a CAT scan of the brain, they see a whole different story. Why? Because they have a different understanding. Right? They could see in the... And that's the way everything is. Right? The more you understand something, the more you see in it. You know what I mean? You walk into a building. Right? If you're a real estate person and you buy buildings regularly, you walk into a building in 5 minutes, you see, okay, there's a foundation problem here, there's a problem here, there's a... If you're not a building person, if you're not a person who deals in real estate, yes, you'll see if there's a hole in the roof. You'll see there's a hole, right? But you're not going to notice that the foundation is a little cracked or that the building is not, it's settling in one side. You got a real estate guy. Now you bring in somebody who's an engineer. The same building. Walk into the same building that you walk into. He could give you a list of 25 things that's wrong with the building because he's an engineer. See, he sees what you don't see. It's very simple. Baruch Hashem, you're all on your way to become Talmidei Chacham. But if you were in fifth grade and I would open up above a Basra Cheskes Abatim, what would you see? Just confusion. Right? Confusion. Everything is... So what the Gemara is saying is that if you were really on a high level of understanding, you would see all the Yesodis of the Nevi'im. Doesn't mean the stories. The points that the Nevi'im are trying to bring out to us, we would have already seen that in the Chumash. So now we understand the Gemara. But after we did the Averis, we lost the clarity. So now it has to be spelled out. Now you need the navigation. You need ways. Go there, turn there, make a left, make a right, make a this. Because now you're not so... We don't have the sophistication that we would have had. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Ilmoe Chotu Yisrael. If we wouldn't have sinned, we would have had a better understanding. Just like, you know, if you eat macholos asuris, right? If you eat something that's also to eat, so what happens? It's metamd. It obstructs your understanding of learning. If you eat something that's it's good. Macholos asuris metamtim es halev. I brought down a Meridika Maisa last year. Meridika Maisa from Rav Shach, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, that there was a Talmud in Ponovich. It's a Maisa Shahoya. There was a Talmud in Ponovich. And very smart guy. In any area of life, he was a knacker. He was smart. He was on the ball. He had a good memory. At this, when it came to learning, it didn't go. He couldn't get anywhere in learning. And he couldn't figure it out. He went to Rav Shach. At the end is, he went to Baba Sali. This is years ago when Baba Sali was alive. Abu Chatzera. So he went to Baba Sali. Baba Sali was a huge makubal. You're talking about big, big. Hitaka was a real makubal. Not like, you know, today you have people who are makabal. Makabal means they take money. Makubal. Real makubal. Baba Sali, I knew her once. There was a yeshiva guy that went to Baba Sali, and he came to him for a brocha. And he didn't know what hit him. He came in, he gave his name with his mother's name and this. He wanted a brocha for Shidduchim, for this. Baba Sali tells him, "You're an ice larf. You should be ashamed of yourself." Mamish was mavazah. Didn't give him a brocha. Man. You can imagine the guy was mamish shaking. The guy left Baba Sali, lived in Netivot, in Eretz Yisrael. He left. He was shaking, waiting by a bus stop. And as he's waiting by a bus stop, a huge truck misses him by an inch. Mamish veers off, an Arab veers off. He moves. He was this close from being ran over by a truck. That was just too much for him. He went back to Baba Sali. Between Baba Sali cursing him out and now the truck almost killing him, it was just too much. Anyway, he goes to the Gabbai brings him into Baba Sali. Baba Sali goes, Shalom Aleichem! You should be gebenched with all the brachas. What happened? He said, Ani ra'iti b'shem shalcha, I saw in your name that you were supposed to die. Whatever, there was a kitrug on you. But the halach is, Hamalbim p'nei chaveri kilu holgoi. If you embarrass somebody, especially publicly, it's like you kill him. So I wanted to get the... I took care of the killing. That was done, now you're fine. That truck would have hit you. Anyway, this is Lamala Mehasogusena. But this is Baba Sali. So, but this guy came to Baba Sali. He looked at his name, his mother's name. He says, I see here that you had some time in your life you ate treifus. That's why you can't, your mind doesn't work. You treifus. The guy says, listen, I'm frum. I was brought up in a very frum home. My parents are very, very strict about kashrus. There's no way. That never happened to me. He said, I'm just telling you what I see. I see in your name that there's epistimtum alev here. Anyway, the guy goes home. He tells his parents the story. His mother starts crying. He says, why are you crying, ma? He says, when you were a baby, I was sick for like 3 months, and we had a nurse take care of you. We had somebody, a babysitter, take care of you. And your father caught her feeding you treifus. It's giving him a treifa, whatever it was, baby food, but treifa, not kosher food. It's not true. He had treifa food in his system. Anyway, went back to Baba Sali. He said, you were right. Ataka had machol sasurus. Now what do I do? Baba Sali looked. He says, I don't know. Baba Sali tells you he doesn't know. It's a problem. He said, go to your Rosh Yeshiva. This is like a first one. Baba Sali sent it to Rav Shach. Go to your Rosh Yeshiva. Maybe he has a solution. I don't have a solution for you. Goes back to Rav Shach. He tells Rav Shach the story. Rav Shach tells him, listen, at that time, Ponovich was taking in a certain percentage of immigrants that came in from foreign countries, Middle Eastern countries, that they couldn't learn. They were not on the level of a normal guys in the yeshiva. He said, listen, take one of those guys and learn with Bechavrusa morning Seder, and in the afternoon also learn with one of these immigrants who doesn't know anything. See, the guy looks at Rav Shach, he goes, Rebbe, if I'm having trouble learning, I'm taking a guy who doesn't know anything? Does that make sense? I need a tutor. I don't need to tutor somebody. I need a tutor. Rav Shach looks at him and he says, Papa Sali told you, you had machol sasuris, your mind is already clogged, right? He says, that's for regular Torah. But Torah shel chesed, there's no blockages. Torah that you're giving over to somebody else, that cannot be blocked. Could you imagine? He took these guys, in one's mind, the guy off the charts. Steigdeis, off the charts. Today he's a Rosh Kol in Eretz Yisrael. Off the charts. Torah shel chesed. So Lamaisa, that's what the Gemara is saying in Tainus, that Lamaisa, and the Dorm rather, that Lamaisa, if we wouldn't have done Averis, so we would have had a certain clarity that we wouldn't have needed to learn through the Nevi'im. We would have seen it all in the Torah. That's of Epstein's pshat in the Gemara there in the Dorm. Not pshat that because we did Avera, we got rewarded. No, without the Avera, we wouldn't have needed it to be spelled out in the Nevi'im. We would have seen it already. Okay. So what's the question now? So now we know the Gemara. Now we understand the Gemara. But the Gemara is saying that even if we would have had that clarity, that we would have seen the entire Torah, the Nevi'im in the Torah, we still would have needed Sefer Yeshua. Because the Gemara is saying, Il mole chatu Yisrael, lo nitno em ela, chamishachum sheitara, v'sefer Yeshua. The Gemara says, Sefer Yeshua is Erekah shel Eretz Yisrael. Sefer Yeshua we would have gotten regardless. What's pshat? What's the explanation in that? So I'll share with you an idea, a pshat, in this difficult Gemara. And with this we'll understand this whole thing. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to one opinion, didn't see his children from when he sent them back to Midian. When he went to Pari, he sent his wife and children back to Midian, right? In Parashas Yisroi, Yisroi comes back with Sipporah, Moshe's wife, and his two children. Right? But there's a machlekes in the Gemara in Zvachim. When did Yisrael come to Moshe? According to one opinion, after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah. That means, Rabbi Isai, that Moshe Rabbeinu's own children were not by Matan Torah. Could you imagine? Moshe Rabbeinu's own children were not by Matan Torah. Could you envision such a thing? Could you imagine? Moshe Rabbeinu's sons are not by Matan Torah? Does that make sense? Imagine you have a Siyum HaShas. Okay, you have a Siyum HaShas. Siyum HaShas Daf Yomi. Hundreds of thousands of Jews come. Siyum HaShas. And the Messiah of the Shas is Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. Zol Gesundzein. Imagine that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's children don't come to the Siyum. Would that be a little weird? I think it would be very weird. You mean that there's some kind of problem here? What's going on? Shmuel's children didn't come to hear their father make the Siyum HaShas. Now let's go further. Imagine there's a Siyum HaShas Daf Yomi, Gam Klal Yisrael come, the whole nation is there. And Reb Meir Shapira Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the one that started Daf Yomi, whose yahrzeit it is now, imagine his children don't come. Crazy. So now let's go up a level. Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the Torah on Har Sinai. The most eventful occurrence in history. Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the Torah on Har Sinai. All Klal Yisrael are there. Chazal tell us not only all Klal Yisrael are there, all future generations, the Neshamas were there. You and I were there. Everybody was a Maimed Har Sinai. Okay? Every single Jew. Two absentees. Imagine two absentees. Who are the absentees? Moshe Rabbeinu's children. Ooh, forgot to call them. That's not a Pella. It's a Moshe. It is. It's a Pella. You guys not bothered by this? It's a Pella Nifle. I had years ago a guy in my neighborhood call me up. The Super Bowl. Abdul El of Havdol. Super Bowl was in that year in California, Los Angeles. It was many years ago. You can look it up how many years ago. It was many years ago. Super Bowl was in Los Angeles. He calls me up. Can I meet with the Rav? I have an important shaila. Okay. What's his shaila? He was obviously flying. He was a big sports fan. He was flying to Los Angeles to watch the Super Bowl. Such an event. Historical event, Super Bowl. He wants to watch it. Versteitzich. Doesn't want to watch it on a screen. Wants to watch it. Pale Pair Dabra Boy. He wants to see it. You know, live. Not just live. Live. Versteitzich. He has to bring his children with him too. You never knew that. There's a chiv to bring your children to the Super Bowl. You never knew that. You didn't learn that. It's in the fifth of Chiluk Shulchan Aruch. It's a chiyuv to bring your sons to Super Bowl. The yeshiva that his kids were in, the yeshiva ketana, they were in elementary school. Not our elementary school. They were in elementary school. When he called the principal, he said he wants to take his kids out. The principal asked him why. He said to take them to Super Bowl. So the principal said no. So he came to me. What should he do? Havadi has a chiv to take his sons. On the one hand, he has a chiv to bring his sons to Super Bowl, chiv deraisa. On the other hand, the principal doesn't let. So what do you do when you have a chiv to do something and the principal doesn't let you to be mekayim your chiv? What do you do? That was his shaila. That was his urgent shaila. Nebuch. Poor guy. But that was his urgent shaila. So I remember I told him then this ma'aseh with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, his own two children, were not by Maimon Har Sinai. How could that be? I asked him this question. I said, do you think maybe in Midian they didn't get permission for the kids to come to Mount Tor? What's pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu's own two children were not by Maimon Har Sinai. According to one opinion. According to the opinion who says Yisrael came after Matan Torah. Rabbi Yisai, the pshat is pashut. The pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu was our leader. Moshe Rabbeinu's job was to teach us the entire Torah. But there's a very important lesson that Moshe had to give us. And that is, how do you give Torah to the next generation? Generation, they got the Torah directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. They stood on the bottom of Har Sinai. Vayeren Hashem. Hashem came. But now, there are people who are not here. Maybe the Neshama, like I told you, the Neshama is there, but the person wasn't there. How do you give over the Torah to somebody who wasn't there? Moshe had to teach us that also. And he had to teach us how to do it in a way that mamish like you were there. So what did he do? He left his own two children out. And he taught them. To show us not only how to receive the Torah, but how to give it over to the next generation. So it wasn't an oversight. It was dafkeh. Because that's how important, that's an integral part of Torah. It's not just to accept the Torah. It's how do you give the Torah over to the next door. Rabbi Yisrael Yeshua ben Nun, he was the mamshech. He was the one who continued the Messiah from Moshe to us. That has to be part of the Torah. That has to be spelled out. That's why even if we wouldn't have had the Nevi'im, Sefer Yeshua we would have. That's why even if we wouldn't have had all the other Nevi'im, Shaftim, Shmuel, Malachim, we wouldn't have had the Nevi'im. Sefer Yeshua we would have needed to have. Because that's the Messiah. How you go from the door of Midbar to the next door, the door of the people that came to Israel, the door that wasn't in the Midbar. That we needed. And now we understand beautifully why Sefer Yeshua starts with Hashem telling Yeshua ben Nun, looking back. I asked you a question. Why are we starting the Sefer looking back? Because that's the whole point. Hashem tells Yeshua, your job is Moshe Avdi Meis V'Atokun. Your job is to be Mamshech to Messiah. To link one generation to the next generation. That's your job. Okay, we'll stop here for today.